Okay, you just all have to listen. I'll ask you a few questions after I begin. So, this morning I'm planning to share on contentment. So what is contentment? Contentment is a peaceful satisfaction, the ability to feel happy and grateful with what we have. So I have a little paper here with a picture. I'd like to get each one of you. So you see, on the one side of the paper, there's a picture of some little children. If you look really closely at them, the way they look and what they have on, they don't look like you and me. There's quite a few reasons why they don't look like you and me. Do any of you have any ideas of something they don't have, or why they look the way they do, and what all could be wrong with them? Are there some things that them children don't have, what we have, you think? What are some things that possibly they don't have? Have any ideas? They live in a different country, and if you look at them, if you look at the clothes that they have on, does it look clean? It don't look very clean, does it? Can you imagine coming to church this morning and having old clothes on that's dirty? And that's how many of the children have to live. What about, see their feet? Don't they look kind of dirty? Many of them probably don't even have a bathtub where they can wash themselves. Think about coming this morning and being all dirty and not being clean, and that's how many of them have to live. Some of them don't even have clean water to drink. You think about having a cup of water that has a little dirt in it, a little mud, and it's all you have to drink. Some of them don't have... Some of them don't even have much food to eat. Many of them don't have... Some of them go to bed hungry. And some of them children in some of the other countries I read up on, and some of them at a young age, they're extra short, they're extra small because they don't have enough to eat. There's something else that a lot of children in this world don't have, and that would be a dad and a mom. Can you imagine your life without your dad and mom? Coming to church this morning and not having a dad and mom with you all, that'd be different, wouldn't it be? So we ought to be very thankful for what all we have. If you just have a dad and mom, raise your hand. Do you have a dad and mom? You guys all do? If you have a nice house to sleep in at nights, raise your hand. You guys all have a nice house? Wow. What about clean clothes? Do you guys all have clean clothes on this morning? Or do you guys have mud and dirt? No? Do you guys all have clean clothes on? What about this morning when you guys got up this morning? Did you guys have dirty water to drink, or was it clean? Do you guys all have clean water? Well, many of the children don't have that. How many of you guys woke up this morning and ate breakfast? You guys all ate breakfast this morning? Who went to bed last night and slept on the floor outside? Any of you guys? You guys all slept in your bed? You know, some of the children, they don't have nowhere to sleep. They sleep outside and they have a different life. You all are blessed. You have more than what most people have in this world. That's why it's very important to be content with the things we have, not to be greedy and selfish. In the bottom of that paper, on the bottom of the children, there's some Bible verses that says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us therewith be content." You know, this world that we live in, it has all kinds of things that we'd like to give us. And many of the things are not pleasing to God. There will be a time in your lives as you grow up that you will see things that you'd like to have. But it's very important that before you get it, that you ask yourself, do I really need it? And ask yourself, would God be okay with it? You look in the, turn your paper around in the back side of the paper. You see some berries back there? Those are some, those are called yew berries. Some of them look pretty good and some of them are tasty. So a yew berry is a fruit that grows on a tree. And it has a very pleasant and sweet taste. But did you know that there is something about that berry that can be very dangerous? That would be the little seed that is inside it. If you are not careful when you eat the seed, it can harm you really bad. It can even kill you. That is how dangerous the little seed is. Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." I'm using the yewberry as an example of the world and the things that it wants us to have. If we are not careful with the things that are in this world, they can destroy our lives. 1 John 2:15 says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in this world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." There is nothing that is in this world that can give us true peace and joy. It's very important that we are thankful and content for the things that we have. I have a simple illustration I'd like to show you guys. So I have two cups up here. One cup is going to represent a content person. Another cup is going to represent a discontent person. So, just a simple illustration. So, you give something to someone that's content, you can give them a little bit of something. You can give them a little bit. It doesn't even matter how much you give them. They're thankful for it. They keep it and they appreciate it and it blesses them. And they hold on to it and they don't ask for more because they're content and they're thankful for what they have and what the Lord has given them. Now here's what happens when you give something to a discontent person. See this guy here? Here's a discontent person. When you give them a little bit of something, you can give them, it doesn't really matter how much you give them, they always want more. They're never satisfied. You can give them all kinds of things. You can give them a little toy. When they go to Walmart, maybe you guys go to Walmart with your dads and moms, you see a little toy and you guys want it. If you're not content with that, you're going to go there and you're going to see another one. And you're going to want another one. And you're never going to get done. It doesn't stay full. That's how a discontent person is. You can give them however much you want. They're just not satisfied. You can see they are just for a little bit. Then it runs empty and you want more. So, just a little illustration. If you guys don't understand contentment when you're little, it can get you a long ways in life. You guys will be a best people. Hopefully you guys could understand all of that. And I'll say a prayer here for you and we can sing your song. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I'm coming for you, Lord, this morning. I want to thank you, Lord, for another day you've given us, Lord, for we must be able to rise up this morning and we have all have nice homes to We're a blessed people, Lord. We have plenty to eat, and we want to thank you for all the things that you have given us, Lord. Help us never to be selfish, Lord. Help us to always be content and thankful for the things that we have. Pray, Lord, that you'd be with us, each children. Be with them this day. Bless them, Lord. Be with Brother Jerry as he shares with us. Help us to be attentive, Lord, and hear what you have for us. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.